All right.
Did you have envisioned such a lopsided win?
You know what? You never know in these games, especially opening day. You know, you don't know what to anticipate sometimes. But at the same time, I think that anytime your defense goes out there and performs the way that they do, holding the opponent to 6 points, I like our chances. And I think I'm really excited for Coach Zimmer. You know what? He's come in here since day one, and he said that we need to raise our expectation level. And I think it was a challenge to all of us, and I think that the guys stepped up in that room to that challenge, and we've worked our tail off up to this point. And, you know, to go out and get a decisive road win, I think that it was a good start to the season for us.
How do you think the offensive line played in front of you? Because I know they had a tough task with that.
They did. They had a tough task, and I think they stepped up to the challenge. I think anytime, you know, I think that they're one of the league leaders in sacks last year, and I think we gave up one sack all day, and that's a testament to those guys. You know, I think that they work well together. They work hard throughout the week, and, you know, I was really excited that they played the way that they did, and they were able to manage that rush.
It was like after you hand off that ball and toss it over to Patterson and just watch him do what he does.
It was easy for me to watch after that. I just tossed it, and then I basically was a fan at that point, watching him crisscross all the way down the field. And, you know, he's a spectacular talent. And, you know, to be as big as he is and the shiftiness and the elusiveness that he has, I mean, it's pretty impressive.
While you're watching that develop, are you just like, there's no way? I mean, how is he going to, you know, get through this and make it through a touchdown?
Right. You know, anytime the ball is in his hands, there's a chance for a big play. I mean, he's shown that time and time again. And so, again today, it showed up, and it was a great play and one of those that we all got excited about.
This sort of a conservative approach against the Bills, because that's what works against the Bills, you think, and the offense could look different depending on your opponent?
You know what? I think it just is from 1 week to the next. I think the first and foremost is we knew going in that we were going to be challenged with their rush. And so I think that we were trying to slow that rush down throughout the course of the first half. Obviously, we had our hiccups as an offensive unit. But all in all, we made some big plays. We took advantage of some situations. And like I said, anytime the defense plays the way that they do, it usually goes pretty well for us all together.
It was pretty loud early in that game.
Right.
I mean, how rewarding is it for you guys on the road that in the third quarter you pretty much quiet the entire crowd except for the Vikings fan you hear yelling right after a touchdown? I mean,
it's huge. You know, that's what you try to accomplish week in and week out when you go on the road, is anytime you can get that crowd to calm down, and it's usually because you're winning. And I think that we got to that point in this game where the game was under control. We continued to pound the ball, and we made some big plays, and then the crowd started to calm down. And at that point, you feel pretty good about being able to go up, and everybody can hear your cadence and go from there.
How important is it to get a road win? You didn't get one last year, and, you know, turn that around.
Right. You know, I think we haven't had one since 2012, like you said. And it was huge. And just to start the way that we did on the road in a tough environment, and for us to come out and play the way that we did collectively, I think it gives us a lot of confidence as we go forward.
Can you touch on your relationship with Jennings as the game was kind of going on? You were
right,
really getting a good feel for each other.
Right. You know, like I said, I have a lot of trust in Greg, and I know that he's always going to be in the right spot. And then they're giving us opportunities to get the ball to him on one-on-one opportunities. And, of course, anytime you can get the ball in Greg's hands, it's a good situation for all of us.
I know you probably already answered this, but how special a player is Cordero based on what he was able to do on the ground in the air?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He is so dynamic in that regard that he, you know, not only at the receiver position, but being able to hand him off the ball and utilize him in the screen game and do those kind of things. Because anytime you can get a guy like that, the ball in space, there's a potential for a big play, and you saw that today.
One of the few bugaboos was the two snaps that went awry. What happened on each of those two snaps?
You know, one of them I should have caught. The clock was running down, and I was just trying to get my eyes up on the defense, and I should have caught it. And then the other one was, I think that there was a miscommunication going on up front. I was trying to redirect protection. They thought maybe it started the cadence in terms of getting the snap started. So, you know, those things happen. I'm happy that it didn't turn out to be a catastrophe, which sometimes it does. But, you know, those are things that obviously this is still a work in progress. This is week one. That we knew that there was going to be some hiccups here and there. But all in all, I'm really proud about how we all performed today.
Right. I know you were busy taking some kneel downs, but did you see Coach Zimmer get the Gatorade shower while all that was going on?
No, I had no idea he got a Gatorade shower.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him. I'm sure somebody's going to be in trouble for doing that.
A couple receptions that he was able to turn around and go upfield. How do you think he's developing as a player?
Who?
Jerry Wright.
Oh, Jarius Wright. Jarius has always been a guy that I think not a lot of people talk about. He's underrated, and he adds an explosiveness to our offensive unit. I mean, he's a guy that can play inside, he can play outside, and he's also a guy that is a really smart football player, and I think that he adds a lot to this offensive unit, and I was excited to have him out there and be able to get an opportunity today.
Of course, came under our like brushes off our questions about it, him, what this means to him getting his first win, but do you see that it means something to him, or is it really just kind of he really does just shrug it off and it's just kind of like,
hey. You know what? I'm sure it means something to him because I think every man in that room was excited for Coach Zimmer. I mean, this is his first, you know, win as a head coach, and he's a guy that's been around this league for 20 some odd years, and he works hard. He's been a great coach, and I think that to get his first win, we were all excited for him and to a man in there. It was great.
First game with under a new system. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure you had it all down going in, right? You kind of.
I felt very comfortable going in. You know, we worked hard throughout OTAs, mini camps, everything like that, and I think that we got to a comfort level there where you know, we all felt really good about what we were doing and had a great understanding for what was trying to get accomplished.
Thanks, guys.
How you?